Yeah, today's daf we do is daf mem bet, and we continue before we left off, which is about a line down. It says im meti micholize. So if someone says, again, he stipulated that he gives your wife a get under the condition, or that if he dies from this disease, okay, and it's termed in a way that it works, okay. So that was discussed last time, the terminology, how it's termed, whether it works michaim or not. Fine, but in any event, that was a stipulation. And unfortunately, he had another tragic incident occur to him. Gal, something collapsed, like a building collapsed on the person, or was bitten by a snake, meaning another thing, tragedy, ended up taking his life. So in that situation, clearly, ain't get, it's not a get. Why shalom mimatocholi? Because the stipulation, the whole condition wasn't fulfilled. Okay. However, what if he says, imlo amadati micholeze, if I never recover from this disease? Well, in that situation, that's fine. Because if there's some other cause that kills him, he didn't say in the stipulation that this disease has to kill him. It just means he'll never recover from it. So he never recovered for it, for get shalom. Okay, so again, how he terms it will be whether another thing that takes his life will still be a fulfillment of the Tanai. Okay, next. Tani, af ha mesukan. Now, the issue of af ha mesukan, if you remember, just to read the commentator, it says when it says after he gives this get, it says loti techerima. By the way, I think I skipped a bit yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. It says loti techerima ele bifnei edim, that he can't be biyichud after when he gives such a get with her, except with edim. And we said in the concern they'll end up being together. Okay, either we well two pshat if you remember the korbanator, either because if they end up being together again, the concern is it'll be considered as if they they'll be effectively married and require another get. Also, simply that she could be considered a not married at that time as a result of the Tanai being fulfilled and then going to Mafreya, meaning she's divorced and he can't be in Bihu with a Pnuya. Fine. The thing I forgot to add, I think I skipped last time, is afilu eved afilu shifcha, that even an eved a shifcha can ensure that it's not yichud. It says chutz mishifchata. However, what's interesting, the Gemara says that this would even be true that he can't be biyichud with her, even if he is mesukan, even if he is in a very compromised health situation. So the Gemara brings a proof in this because Amar Yochanan Bar Acha Maaseh Haya Kemet Shebaal Met Shelo Amamatocholi. We find a situation where that's actually happened. That despite the fact he was mesukan, he ended up having a relationship with his wife after that and ended up dying. But whether he died or not is not really the point. The point is, Shema Minah, the Korbanet says, Diyesh lachush gam b'mesukan shem yevol. That we still have to be concerned, even if he's in a not such a well state, even mesukan, we still have to be choshesh, and there's still the concern there shouldn't be biyichud after that time. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Ve'eved v'shivcha ne'emanim. So what's even the question here? I'll read the Korbanet. He says, how were the Eved and Shifcha ne'emanim shelo ba'al. Why is the question? In other words, if ho'il v'ra'u edim k'sherim yachda, if you've got two witnesses that are there that actually testify that they'll be yichud with one another, then eich no'mar, how can you say she'elu ne'emanim, that you can rely on these people that are normally pasul edus to say that shelo ba'al, that nothing occurred? Because the havamina now, if the question is, the edut ksheirim makichin et elu airi, that the havamina is that we've got, it's like a clash between kasher edim and pasul edim. So the Gemara then says, no, that's not the right. If it was really a clash between kasher and pasul edim, you're right. However, the case is different. In other words, this is where yodim hen ha'edim shebeshashin tachata imo shaya sham eved v'shivcha. We're not dealing with a contradiction at all. The kasher edim that said, oh, they were biyichud, they is saying that they weren't really biyichud, meaning, mashi yodim hem edim sharo'im ha'yichud, yodim she'eved v'shivcha sham, that they knew that the eved and shivcha is there. Imken, if that's the case, it's not yichud. Meaning, nimtza she'ein elim sotrim eduk sherim, that they're not, it's not a conflicting edut. For kamach malan, matnin, dibichia gavna, ein edutan edut. Meaning the fact that if you like, the Eved and Shifcha are there, it's and they admitted to the fact that we're there, that is enough to say that it wasn't considered yichud to raise all the concerns that we said. Okay, that's what we said. Except for Shifchata, mibne shili gaspa. As we said, that if it was her shivcha, then she doesn't seem really be felt restrained by her presence. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, God, as it says, what's a din? If there will be yichud in front of two people, the assumption is that we'll try and work out what the assumption is in a moment, then she need a second get. Bechad, if it's only one witness, that's not considered a strong witness, strong enough, like it's not considered enough of a witness to be yichud to say that it's there has to be choshesh lekiddushin, and therefore it would not require a secondary get. What happens if there was one person says asor and the person says maariv? So there are effectively two witnesses for yichud, but not the same moment of yichud. We say Rabbi Azim, says no, that is not considered yichud. Okay, fine. Now, meaning it's not enough to be considered the edut, to be considered like hen edut kedushin, if you like to say that they are. That would require a second get as a result. Now we have a brace of this as follows. This is a brayta, and then the Amoraim are going to discuss exactly what the subject of the debate is. Let's say he was biyichud with her for the time that was sufficient for bi'ila, for them to have a relationship. Fine. Then we say, Choshishim mishum bi'ila. We're concerned that maybe they may have had a relationship. However, ain choshishim mishum kiddushin. Okay? Meaning, this is the Korbaneta says, if you have a look, in other words, it was a significant amount of time, like we saw in Masechta Sota. If you remember, we saw these examples in Masechta Sota of sort of mashals in terms of timing, what would be considered Kedei Be'ila, and it wasn't very long, actually, if you remember. So the Gemara says, Yinochashim Mishum Kiddushim. It's a sort of a Girsa thing that we'll get to in a moment. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara first. It says, Ein choshim, we're not concerned of Kiddushin that may have been through Be'ila. In other words, the only concern is maybe they may have had a relationship together, but not that it's considered Kiddushin, which is, by the way, different to what we said above. Okay? Before we said, oh, we're concerned it was maybe Shem Kiddushin, and therefore he would, or it was Kiddushin al yedei bila, and therefore that's why you need a second get. According to this, the Tanakhama here and this Braita says it's not even you only might be choshesh had bila, but not mishum kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af choshesh mishum kiddushin. You also choshesh mishum kiddushin. Now the question is, what is the situation? Because it's a little bit vague what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what the case is referring to. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, we've got a machlokin of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi. It says Rabbi Yirmiyah says. This is referring to a case where they were there for a single, like they were biyichud kedei bila. Therefore, that is the opinion of the Tanakhama. If they weren't there for long enough, then you're not choshesh mishum anything. Okay? That's opinion Tanakhama, which sounds like irrespective of the amount of time they may have been biyichud with one another, you're not concerned mishum kiddushin at all. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Omer af choshishim mikum kiddushim bebeila." We're choshish mishum kiddushim bebeila. Now, I'm going to read the Pnei Moshe here. It's because it's a bit tricky with the Korban Eda because I think his parish seems to switch things around, but they effectively come out saying the same thing, but by switching the Shittot and the Amoraim. So, just read the Pnei Moshe. He says. After mishum bi'ila, you would need a secondary get. That's in which situation is he cholek? Only in the situation that were there kedei bi'ila, which is v'nitayadcha kedei bi'ila palig. That's only case. Aval b'lo nitayadcha kedei bi'ila, if they weren't there for enough time, then in Dibrak everyone agrees in choshim mishum klum, you're not choshish mishum anything. Okay, that is Rabbi Yirmiyah's understanding, according to Moshe at least, of the debate. However, Rabbi Yossi Patalam and Niti explains differently. He says, no. If they were there, kedei bi'ila. So it's interesting here. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is true. Meaning, if there were bi'ichud for the time of bi'ila, we're not choshim mishum kiddushim al dedei bi'ila. We're not choshim bi'ila. And also, likewise, this is really no different in practice for this opinion so far, that if it wasn't there for that period of time, we're not choshim mishum kiddushei kesef. Okay, so we're not choshim kiddushei at all, irrespective again how. So far, Rabbi Yossi has explained Tanakam exactly like Rabbi Yirmiyah. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, says, no, af choshishin la mishum kiddushei kesef. Meaning, If it's, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe here. He says, "Klomar af bezulcha shishin," meaning even if they weren't there for a significant amount of time, kidei beila, denahi nahi de beila leikla meichash. There's no chashash that anything happened. Mikol makom, nonetheless, we're still chashash shemak bekesef kitcha. We're still concerned that maybe the kedusha kesef in that small amount of time. So, in other words, according to so the really a massive practical difference between the between the understandings between of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yirmiyah says no. We're only if the only reason why sorry the only time we need a second get is if they were there kedabila zeu nigmar sipur. If it was less than that, no, because a chashash is maybe they had a relationship together. It's his wife, or at the end of the day, or is was depending on how the Tanakh plays out. And therefore, the assumption is there was they reunited, if you like, b'shem kedushin. But if it's less than that, no. I mean, if they're going to have relations with another. However, this understanding, Rabbi Yossi's understanding of Rav Yossi's saying of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is no. Even if it was less than time, any amount of time of yichud with another, we're concerned he may have had the time to say Aron Mikudeshet later and given her something. Okay, that's a debate. Fine, and then the Mara says. Amrav Avin, ati beit Shammai kerabbanan or beit Hillel kerabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. So what's this referring to? This refers to another debate. So if you ever look at the Korban 80, he says as follows: ati beit Shammai kerabbanan, meaning the Tanan lekaman. We'll see this later on. It says hamegareshet ishto. Let's say he man actually physically properly divorced his wife. No t'nai, no nothing. He did the whole thing a proper divorce. V'nen lana imo bepundikid, and then they spent the night together in a hotel. Bichud. We say Beit Shammai ain't not going to get sheni. Beit Shammai says you don't need a secondary get, meaning we don't assume that they reunited and they made up if you like, and it was kiddushin. Or Beit Hillel says no, you now need another get. Why? Because Beit Shmami now desavri Beit Afal Pinicham lo amrino vaday baal. In other words, it was just slightly different. That Beit Shammai says that just because we're miyachid with one another doesn't mean that they were certainly together, right? But that's like Rabbanan here. About Hillel Savri, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that in other words, whichever way you want to understand Rabbi Yirmiyah's or Rabbi Yossi's ways of understanding it, that Rabbi Yossi, his opinion on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, not to get confused, he says that no, Yechoshesh that they were together, and it was done the Shem Kiddushin. So you know, I see quite clearly that Beit Hillel is actually aligning here with the position of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Beit Shammai, who says, look, we're not Choshesh at all in the case of Lana Bapundike Kaharaget, is aligning with the Chachamim that says, really, that was. Maybe choshem mishum be'ila vein choshem mishum kiddushin. Now the Gemara says, le'eda mila. So what this is referring to now is as follows. If you remember the Mishnah, it says a minute kai. The Korban says he's komer ke'esh ish l'chol tvareha. So this was, if you remember, the last the way we ended the Mishnah. It says ma'im not ma'yu b'to amim, and we explained at the time that that case wasn't referring to the Rachel who says you're divorced from now if I die, the husband says. Because in that situation, she said once he dies, she's mugureshet lemafreya away from the beginning. There's no question she's a single. Here was the case was where he says you're divorced me'etshani ba'olam. At the time when I'm well, I, like the moment I'm still alive, like moments, let's say moments before he died. In that situation, Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, says Keshish l'kol davar, she's considered fully married the entire time, the whole way. Whereas Yossi says Mugresha Vaina Mugresha, it's Safik Mugresha. So the nafkamina would be if someone had a relationship with her. According to Rabbi Yehuda, well, it's quite clear 5 minutes later that that wasn't before she passed away. Well, the husband passed away, sorry. And therefore she was a married woman. She's if he had a relationship with her Bishogi, he'd have to be in Korban Chatat, Vadai. Rabbi Yossi says, well, at the time he had the relationship, we don't know if that's a moment before he died. You can't rely on Bereira, if you remember. You can't rely on the fact in 5 minutes' time we know that wasn't the moment. Since at that time it was a Safek, therefore you'd have to bring Hashem Talui. Okay, that's how we explain the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that she's the Eshet Ish L'chol Davar? I explained 100% the wife. But what the Gemara now says is this is actually the subject of the debate. Now, Korbanina rearranges this slightly, and the Tanin and Taman refers to the following. So I'm just going to share the screen here, just so I can show you the two Mishnahs. And this relates to Masechet Ketubot, which we should learn together. Here, the first Mishnah, this is in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, says, these are all the things that the father has the rights to, if you like, the rights to his daughter's things. And he can accept her get, Once she gets married, said the Baal, even is has extra, if you like, advantages, if you like. He's ochel, but he's also obligated to support her, mezonot, redeemer, and bury her. That was the sort of we would bring the difference in the Av and the Baal. Okay. Now, if we just scroll down a bit, the next Mishnah says, she's always considered lami brishot baal, and she tikkanes l'rishot baal until she's entered into whatever this means, we're going to discuss this, until it becomes rishot baal l'nisuim. And really from the point, it says, masar av l'shluchei baal, once the husband even hands over to the shluchim of the baal for her to get to be to go to nisuin, we say then that already in that situation she's considered harei brishot baal. Now the Gemara asks over here, I'll just show you down the Yerushalmi, it says La'ida Mila. What does it mean? It says this is the Korbanon on the side. Hachi Proshamini Kai La'ize Davar Hari Ishto Ki Ishto. Once the Shluchi Av hands over to the Shluchi Baal. And that was the subject of the debate. Rebbe Eliezer says Liyorsha, that from that point on was if she was Niftar, he would inherit from her. Where the Reshim Ben Lakish says Lehafer Nedareya. If you see on the side of the Korbanetta, says meaning afli inyan afra, meaning she's mamash left the Rishut HaBaal completely. Rishut has the father, sorry, completely. Right? We're going about v'im beit aviyad nidara. So in other words, in this transition period, what does it mean Rishut HaBaal? Is it financial or entirely? So here, what the Gemara is saying, so if we go back to here, the Korbanetta moves this line, the Edomila. And it means the lines of Rebbe Lezer Amar Liorsha. And he goes immediately from there to Mila, he goes Zatanin Taman, the Zakami Mitzara Masaya Afra Nedarea. And then from here, the Gemara says, Ula Leida Mila, if you can see in the Korbanida, and then the Korban inserts this debate I just showed you now from Masechta Ktubot, which is Rebbe says Liorsha, and Rebbe Shlakish says, Af Lehafarat Nedarea. So Amr Zira, Zotomer, Shikesh Ishtil Choldavar. So I'll just read the Korbanet inside. It says, "Hachi pirsho b'ktubot." I mean, la'ezel var he brishus abal. Meaning, what does it mean she's brishus abal? At the point, Amaraz it means Rosh. Rabbi Shlakish says, "Lafrat neder." Like it says, but Amrazira ki heichi, and Rabbi Zira is saying now ki heichi di palig hata, meaning that status, the question regarding a status there, meaning is she already considered completely brishus abal, or it's like let's call it transitioning. However, hatam pligi, so hatam pligi. So, to here, it might actually be the subject of debate as well. Whether, according to, in other words, it would seem to be a contrary shlakish, when you say, when Rabbi Yossi says, it means, and Rabbi Eliezer says, actually, no, maybe he already loses the capacity of Hafrat Nedareya. But, yeah, I think that's how we understand it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Machlafa shitatei de Rabbi Yehuda." This seems to be a contradiction within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says seems to be he's not choshesh lamita, right? She's eshe lechol davar. The Gemara now says, "What are you talking about? This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda we mentioned back in Taman who amar mita metzuya v'hach omer ein mita metzuya." If you remember. This takes us back to Masechta Yoma. The Rebbe on that it says Rebbe Yehuda says even you have to matkinin isha acheret matkin lo kohen gadol. If you remember, because we said that there was a deputy kohen gadol kohen chachamim that was nominated to the case that he became tameh, and then therefore we wouldn't be able to do the service on Yom Kippur, and then what happened? Therefore, the deputy would step in. According to Rebbe Yehuda, if you remember, his opinion was is he even has to have matakin an extra wife? Why? Because it says v'chiper bado v'abeito. And Beitos Isha, and if he didn't have, if his wife died, then we wouldn't be able to be do the vote of the Kohen Gadol. And the Chachamim went Choshesh Lamita, and Rabbi Yehuda is a Choshesh Lamita. If you remember, there was a discussion, we discussed exactly how the mechanisms would work, because you're going to have one wife, and all the tnais and everything was built into it. However, the important point is, Rabbi Yehuda is Choshesh Lamita. Taman Omer Mita, so the Gemara says, Machlav Shidu Rabbi Yehuda, Taman Omer Mita Matsuya, Vahacha Ein Mita Matsuya. It says here once again, which is eshit the kol davar, and we said in our situation that if anyone has a relationship with her, it'd be chayav chatat. He explicitly commented chayav chatat, and we don't say maybe. Maybe at that moment you don't know. Maybe the husband died at that moment or something like that. So we don't say that. So the Gemara says mashni, if you like, Taman betzibur can't be achid. So it's quite simple. He says when it comes to Yom Kippur, which is a korban, which the Kohen Gadol is responsible for the avodat tzibur, in that situation, Rabbi Yehuda, if you like, is more machmir, meaning generally is not choshesh lamita, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, the avodat tzibur is more machmir. The Mara says, one second, Va'ishkachna de Rabbi Yehuda. Now here the korban inserts these words, Va'ishkachna de Rabbi Yehuda machmir b'yachid. As this is what we learned in Masechet Yoma, says why the Tanya, as we learned in the Brayta, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo haya shofar shel kinim b'Yerushalayim mimnei tarovet. Now what does that refer to? The shofar, if you remember, with the money chest, it was shaped like a shofar, so you could put money in the narrow part, but it was hard to take money out. You couldn't sneak and steal, right? And there were 13 shofarot, and one of them were for kinei chova. Kinei chova is an obligatory pair of birds that has to be offered as a korban, right? And sorry, I just had a blank there. And one's an olah and one is chatat. The important thing is if the person, I'll just read the korban inside. If Amar Yehuda lo ya sham shofar kinei chova shall yoled at makriv shtei torim moshnei bnei yona achad achatat achat olah, like we explained. Lo ya zorkim ma, they wouldn't put le shofar mishum atarov chatat meshemetu baleya, because if the woman died, then in that money that had been mixed in money of a chatat shemetu baleya, and it would ruin it for all the money. Shmami, now you see the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have a shofar for that purpose. Then we say, Rabbi, clearly he's choshesh lamita. And this is effectively left as a question, because we see here there's quite, if you like, there's a proof. There's a proof, if you like, that he's choshesh lamita even for Yachid and not just a tzibur. Now, I'm not sure why. I don't remember this, but why would not just say that he relies on Breira, but maybe because he doesn't rely on Breira, but I think that was a sugya I think we saw previously. Okay, but nonetheless, let's continue. Now the Gemara asks, Bi'ileta mahu. Now this is an interesting question because you think it might touch on what we've been discussing. Now we have to tread carefully here because I'm going to read it with you with the Korban Eda step by step, because I think it can be quite confusing. In other words, Bi'ileta mahu. The question is, if someone says to his wife, mehayom, from today, im meti michole ze. So this is not the case in the Sefer, like we explained it, where it says moments before I die. He says explicitly, if I die from such and such a disease, it's going to be get from today. And ben time, what happened? Echad ba'echad aleha v'chakach met, and someone had a relationship with her. Ma, what's it in? Is it like kevadei megoresh do patur? Or maybe it's a sham taloi kai. Okay, so Gemara says, it tani tani bilato brura, vi tani tani betala safek. So just to explain this, I have to tread carefully as I go through Korman. He says, the shittat has bilat brura means you bichai v'chatat, why deme'et shani ba'olam kamar? He says, well, I'm still alive. V'hachi kamar, imete ye get mishat netina. So when he says, effectively, while I'm still alive, if I die from this disease, the understanding is, it's not clear if it says that, initially Korman says, me'ayom. But he says, but the understanding is nonetheless, it will be from Mehayom. It'll be Meshat Nitina. And therefore, if he eventually dies, Igla Milta Freya, if you like, it's quite clear now that the time that had the relationship, she was a Grusha, Beshat Pia. And if therefore she was a Pnuya, there was nothing wrong with it. And if he doesn't die and he recovers from the disease, then the person be Chai Bechadat. Okay, so the understanding once again, which is kind of the way we explained really the Reisha, which was almost like Pashut the Reisha, that if he says, Imete Micholize, and he's, Mehayom Imete Micholize, then any relation between, you can work out Lemafreya what the din was, because if he died or doesn't die from the Choli, it'll mean whether he was divorced at the time of the, she was divorced, I should say, at the time she had a relationship with somebody else or not. So that would be Vaday. That's Bilata Brura. However, manda ama bilato safek mevia sham. Sorry, back to vitani tani. Sorry, bilato safek. However, there's another shita that says no. Any relationship she has in that intervening time will be considered like a safek. So I'll read the korban aida now. He says, in other words, bilato safek lekeshiamut de mesafkelan al shat bia, because we have a safek regarding that time. I grusha have, why? De sha'a, we're not sure that sha'a zu was smucha lamita or not. Shema eino zu ve'enu grusha. So what it sounds like here is that this understanding, this opinion understands, is not saying you'll be mugareshet all the way lamafreya, all the way to the time of the when it's dated machshav, But rather, it's saying that you're going to be Mugureshet moments before I die, which is like we learned in a Sefer, which is a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Yossi. And therefore, what? Therefore, this now that says it's a Suffolk must be Shittat Rabbi Yossi, or follows the understanding of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Okay? That if, when you say Mugureshet, it'll be moments before the person dies. So the Gemara then says, if that's the case, Manda Amar Bilato, let's change the word now to Safek. The person after being Asham Talui, because the definition is at that point in time, it's a suffix where the person was considered like at the time, even if you can't rely on Huvra Dalama like later on. At the time, we don't know if that was a moment before the person died or not. So therefore, you mean Asham Talui. Umanda Ama Bilatubro, the Chitin says Bilatubura, because if the Tnai is fixed, it'll mean at the time when the get was handed over. Look, we know with certainty that is the time, with certainty whether the person is whether the person she was divorced or not at the time of the affair as a result, then if he's met, if the person dies, it's patur, lo met mevi chatat. If he didn't die, then it brings a sin offering. Which is kind of interesting because the reason why this is, I said we have to tread carefully, is because it's almost like this case is kind of mixing or just sort of moving between, or to, let's say it's a unique case that can be mefarish like. According to one shita, like we explained the Resha, and according to another shita, like the case we explained the Sefer. Okay, but that's I think the way the Korbanot explains the Sugya, if I'm not mistaken. All right, Kol Tov, have a good Shabbos as well. Take care.